I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe, Rhode Island. Now, tell the truth. How many of you can recall the names of your graduation or commencement speakers? I bet many of us just came up empty. I suspect most graduates let their minds drift during these all too predictable speeches. We reflect on precious memories that are bound to fade, or fantasize about our uncertain futures. How many of us really focused on the graduation speaker's skillfully crafted words? Well, graduation season is fast approaching, and I'd like you to listen very carefully to a very unusual graduation speech imagined by this week's essayist, Sarah Morinon.
What would I say? Dear Providence Public Schools, class of 2014, thank you for inviting me to be your graduation speaker this year. I did drop a few hints, didn't I? So thank you for giving me one last chance to guide your life a little bit. Now that I'm retiring, I can't very well give out random advice when I see you next, maybe at Providence Place Mall, can I? Now, if you want a really good graduation speech, YouTube has lots of them. I recommend that you listen to Neil Gaiman's speech to the 2012 graduating class of the University of the Arts. Then go read his books. They're terrific. I particularly liked Anansi Boys. And please feel free to friend me on Goodreads so we can continue to share books. I also want to thank you for almost 20 years of being your school librarian. It has been such fun introducing myself as a middle school librarian, as if that made me a tough, don't-mess-with-me individual. That's a laugh. Middle school is the best. You were no longer rugrats, and yet the weight of the world hadn't settled itself on your shoulders. Loved it. That reminds me. If you still have a book you borrowed from Nathaniel Green Middle School, I still want it back. Or just send a check. It's never too late. I have had the best, most fun job in the school district, as I've often told you. But I don't really live in the library, sleeping on a pull-down Murphy bed, though. That was a joke. Sorry. So now it's time for serious advice for you seniors, not in priority order. Please recycle. It's not that hard. Don't hold a grudge or seek revenge. Remember not to use the B word. You know, boring. That's a choice you need not make. Choose to be interested. If you marry, find someone who can cook, has a sense of humor, and loves you. Don't settle for less. Small amounts of dark chocolate are medicinal. Always keep a copy of the Bill of Rights in your wallet or purse. Find it online. Be a stand-up person on issues important to you. Also know the issues and vote. Read a lot, whatever you like to read. Be kind. I do hope to see you around town, and please say hi. I love you guys.
Sarah Morinon went to the University of Rhode Island at age 40 to get a library master's degree to become a school librarian. She lives in Providence with her husband and has three grown children. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.